Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 28th of October. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Seoul, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at 1800. Tropical storm Pablo, 100 miles west of South Fitzroy, becoming extratropical, expected 50 miles west of North Fitzroy 997 by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North at Sierra, South at Sierra, 40s, Cromarty. Northwesterly, veering northerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Squally showers, good. Fourth, Tyne, northwest, veering north later, 4 to 6, showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then veering north, 3 to 5 later, squally showers, good. Humber, northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, then veering northerly later, showers, good. Thames, Dover, northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in northeast Thames, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers, good. White, northeast 3 to 5, veering east 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay, easterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 except in Plymouth, fair at first in Portland, otherwise rain at times, good, occasionally poor. South Biscay, easterly becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in south, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9 at first in far north, otherwise southerly 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, easterly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west, rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west Fastnet, fair, then rain in south, good, occasionally poor, in south Fastnet. Irish Sea, northerly veering northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south, showers, good. Shannon, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 in south, fair, then rain in south, good, occasionally poor, in south. Rockall, north 3 to 5, veering northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest veering northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Hebrides, showers, good. Fair Isle, northwest 5 to 7, veering northeast 4 or 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, southeast Iceland, northwesterly 5 or 6 at first, except in western southeast Iceland, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast 4, recent rain, 22 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Stornoway, north-northwest 4, 16 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north-northwest 2, recent showers, 30 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest by west 3, recent rain, 19 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west-northwest 3, recent rain, 27 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Lucas, west 2, 19 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1024, rising more slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, more than 27 miles, 1,025 falling slowly. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northeast, 3, 1,025 steady. Jazzy, east by north, 3, 27 miles, 1,023 steady. Channel light vessel automatic, northeast by east, 5, more than 27 miles, 1,025 now falling. Scilly automatic, northeast by east, 5, 27 miles, 1,023 falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by east, 2, 38 miles, 1,026 now falling. Aberporth, east by south, 2, 22 miles, 1,027 rising slowly. Valley, northeast, 1, 16 miles, 1,027 rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north northeast, 3, 27 miles, 1,026 rising more slowly. Valencia, northeast by east, 2, 27 miles, 1,026 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east, 2, 22 miles, 1,026 rising slowly. Malinhead, north by west, 4, 15 miles, 1,028 rising slowly. Macrihanish automatic, north, 3, 14 miles, 1,026 rising more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday, the 27th of October. General situation, the brisk northwesterly airflow currently affecting the north and east of Scotland and the far northeast of England will gradually ease off during Monday, but strong easterly winds will affect southwestern England and later also southern and western Wales. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, squally at first, good occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly veering northerly later 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in south. Showers but fair at first in south, good occasionally moderate in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 to 5 later, showers good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest veering north 3 to 5, fair, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northerly 3 to 5, fair, then showers, good. North Foreland to Salsabil, northerly 3 or 4, veering northeasterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in west, showers later, good. Salsabil to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 6 at times later, showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Lands End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, then increasing 7 at times, fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Lands End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 4, increasing 5 or 6. Fair, then occasional rain near Cornwall. Good, occasionally moderate near Cornwall. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North veering northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, showers at first in south and near the Mull of Galloway, otherwise fair, good. Isle of Man, north veering northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, showers then fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north 3 to 5 veering northeast 4 or 5, showers becoming fair later, good. Mull of Galloway, to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly, veering northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North Channel, showers at first in North Channel, otherwise fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Arden American Point, north, veering northeast 3 to 5, showers. Good. Arden American Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering northeast 3 to 5 later, showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Shetland Isles, northwest, veering north 4 to 6, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. Very shortly, as usual, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service. We're back here with you at 5:20 later this morning. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a good night.
Hello, I'm Philip Hampshire, and this is World Business Report on the BBC World Service. We're exploring Argentina, which awaits the result of its presidential election. Opposition leader Alberto Fernandez, who's widely expected to win, has called on the country to pull together to overcome the current difficulties.
We are going to start with calmness, knowing we are all going to work together. Everyone, absolutely everyone. It is the end of us and them. We are all going to work for a better future.
But this is only a first round. He has to get a majority, otherwise there'll be a runoff. The current president, Mauricio Macri, came to power 4 years ago with market-friendly promises to restore growth. Since then, there's been a deep recession, a collapse in the peso, and one-third of Argentinians are now living in poverty. We'll explore the dynamics of the race. We'll have all that and more for you after this bulletin of the latest BBC World News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Allies of the United States have warned that the fight against Islamic State is not yet over, in spite of the death of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The French President Emmanuel Macron said France would continue to work towards IS's definitive defeat. Britain said it was not the end of the group. Here's our North America editor, John Sopel.
This operation would not have happened without the cooperation and the intelligence of Kurdish groups on the ground. And that underlines the importance of having Americans in the area and of having those close relationships with the Kurds. Now, how does this play domestically for Donald Trump? Before Barack Obama faced re-election, they got Osama bin Laden. And now, a year out from Donald Trump's, what he hopes will be his re-election, they've got al-Baghdadi.
Official results are now coming in after Argentina's presidential election, and it's clear that the left-wing candidate, Alberto Fernandez, is heading for an outright victory. With about 80% of the votes counted, he's leading the current president, Mauricio Macri, by about 47% to 41%. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has declared a statewide emergency as wildfires whipped up by ferocious winds continue to sweep through the area. Here's the BBC's Riley Carlson.
Part of the problem for firefighters here has really been the wind. Those heavy winds reached peaks of 140 kilometers per hour this morning, but high winds are expected to last into Monday, so they're not having much help, at least weather-wise. The other problem is the terrain in this area. It's steep, it's hilly, it's difficult for them to get trucks and equipment in. Right now, the concern is trying to stop it from getting over the 101 freeway, where it's going to get even closer to homes.